President Biden is fighting off COVID and the growing number of calls for him to withdraw from the presidential race. John Tester of Montana has become the second Senate Democrat to go public with a call for Biden to step aside. California's Adam Schiff, who is running for the Senate, heads the list of 22 House Democrats who are also openly calling for the president to withdraw. We're wondering if the pressure campaign is having any impact on Biden, as well as whether the uncertainty is affecting other Democrats. So we called Bakari Sellers. He's a political analyst and author and a former Democratic member of the South Carolina House of Representatives. Good morning, Bakari.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. So let me just start by asking, where are you right now on this question of whether Biden should stay or go?
Well, where I am is that circular firing squad, the political malpractice that we're seeing by Democrats right now is something that is untenable. Mm-hmm. And what we need to realize is that this is one person's decision, and that one person is Joe Biden. He has to make this decision alone. The public pressure that we're seeing, the public pressure campaign that we're seeing, is not helpful. And I would go as far to say is Democrats have done more damage to Joe Biden since June 27th, which was the day of the debate, than Joe Biden did to himself on the day of the debate.
So who's committing this malpractice? I mean, are you talking about the majority leader, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, Hakeem Jeffries, people who... I mean, they aren't, I don't know who's leaking these discussions around their sort of closed door discussions, but they're not sort of disavowing them. I mean, so who's committing the malpractice?
Yeah, and I think that's my greatest disappointment, because it's people I look up to. But nobody's elected Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi to be the Democratic nominee for president of the United States. And so one of the things that your listeners need to understand is that what we're seeing is a play by leadership, is a play by donors to not just pressure Joe Biden out the race, but to pressure the entire ticket out the race, which includes Kamala Harris. They're engaging in this kind of fan fiction of being able to fantasy football their way to a nominee, and that's just not the case. I mean, if Joe Biden decides that he's not running for office, if he decides that he's not running for president of the United States, and let me just caution you, that's not happening this mm-hmm. weekend, contrary to reports. And I can tell you why if you want to know that. But the nominee would be Kamala Harris. She's best suited. She's best prepared. She can be enveloped in his record and choose a vice president to go out and challenge Donald Trump for the 47th president of the United States.
Well, you've given us a lot to think about here. But so I do have a couple questions here, which is, don't these other people have a stake in the outcome, too? I mean, there is a lot riding on this. I mean, if these people genuinely believe that Joe Biden is not capable, not just of not winning, but of not serving his term, don't they have some obligation to speak up?
I don't mind that. I think some of the conversations are healthy. However, you get to a point where these conversations are untenable. Mm-hmm. And that's, we're teetering on that stage now. I mean, you know, these conversations around, for example, the narrative that Joe Biden is dropping out this weekend. Let's think this through just briefly. There's going to be nobody who drops out this weekend and fundamentally leaves the party without a nominee or a campaign for a month, because you don't have the convention in Chicago for another 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks. And so there's certain things that just simply don't make sense. And so these donors who are pressuring the Democratic Party, the quote unquote elected leadership in various House or Senate seats, I wish we would take a beat. Joe Biden doesn't respond to public pressure. We all know that. I would wish we would take a beat, maybe have some private conversations and allow him to make the decision that, you know, either he stays or he's able to pass that torch.
Briefly, you think this pressure campaign is also directed at the vice president, at Kamala Harris. Why do you say that as briefly as you can?
Yeah, I mean, the individuals, particularly the donor class who are pushing out Joe Biden, also want to effectually choose their own ticket. And, I think what most people realize is that you're not going to skip over the first black woman to hold that position. If Kamala Harris decides to do it and you have a Mark Kelly or a Josh Shapiro or an Andy Beshear or Mark Cuban or General McRaven or whomever to run alongside her, that ticket will be just as formidable, if not more formidable, than Trump and Vance.
Well, you've given us a lot to think about. That is political analyst Bakari Sellers. Bakari, thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.